pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today. The first hour, we're going to have a little bit of a follow-up on a show that we did in the past about sleep on command, using electromagnetic fields to simplify deep recuperative sleep. There's a lot of discussion on its effects on performance. We're going to attempt to have one guest on the show, possibly two, to discuss their outcome with using the Earth Pulse electromagnetic device. Later in the show, Dr. Cassandra Forsyth Prabanik will be talking about the challenges for women who are trying to get ready for competitions or even just lose body fat, and the use of birth control pills. Okay. My first guest is Paul Becker. He is with Earth Pulse Technologies. And, Paul, are you there? All the way from Mauritius. I think we lost Paul. Paul, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. I guess the connection got dropped. We're actually talking to you from where are you right now?
I'm in the deep in the southern hemisphere.
And the country is called Mauritius, right?
Mauritius, yeah.
Mauritius, off the coast of Africa, really, isn't it?
Off the coast of Madagascar.
Madagascar.
800 kilometers.
Wow. And I have to ask you, why Mauritius, just out of curiosity?
Surf, one flight away from my manufacturing. Inexpensive, beautiful, no all extinct volcanoes, no live ones, no dormant ones.
Wow.
Plenty of water, good food.
Beautiful women?
I've seen better.
I know. The surf is what really attracts you there. Anyway, we're doing this show as a follow-up because after the last show, we talked about how pulsed electromagnetic fields enhance sleep. And we had a great response to that show. And as a result of that response, we had some additional questions that arose, especially for those who were sitting on the fence thinking about using PEMF as a performance-enhancing device, about some of the results from some of the people who jumped on board last go-around. Now, we've played audio tapes in the past, and it may be worthwhile playing one of those tapes again a little bit later in the show.
You actually found those?
What's that? Well, no, I still have the one. I still have the one from Frank Cable, which was the one we were able to dig up out of the archive. But that's pretty impressive when you listen to it.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, for sure.
Yeah, and we may play that. We'll probably play that towards the end of the interview. But you've been working with some people, a couple baseball players as well as a strongman, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the strongman's name is Eric Fiorello. I believe he's in the New England area. And we're going to attempt to have him on after the break. After this first break, to tell us about his results. But what's the feedback you're getting from some of the people who have been using the pulse electromagnetic field device in the way of sleep enhancement and its resulting performance?
Well, you know, I think, you know, since we did the show and we've got these three guys that we've been interacting pretty closely with, I mean, you know, when we have our shows, you know, I get a spurt of business. Most of the people I have very little limited contact with, but these guys, we've had quite a bit of conversation together. But, you know, Eric's going to be probably the devil's advocate out of all of them, but he is seeing results, but it wasn't like instantaneous like the ball players. You know, maybe it's a different sport we were talking last night. I don't know if you heard that tape I sent you, but we were talking last night, you know, and it's like he feels he's been detoxing because the guy's a, you know, he's a monster, you know, and he's been doing, you know, all of the supplements for years and years and years, you know, and he's trying to get off all of that stuff as much as he can. And he thinks he's detoxing.
Right.
Or was detoxing, okay? So he's going to be the devil's advocate, but still, you know, seeing some results there for sure. But the ball players, since we can't have them on, I might as well just, you know, tell you exactly, you know, what they said to me. When they got on the field, this is after just the first couple of days. They used it on the bus, I think, even before.
These guys aren't pro ball players. They're like AAA level players, right?
Right. Yeah. They're farm teams,
right.
Basically.
Right.
I don't know if they're, you know, okay. So they said that everything on the field seems to have slowed down so that they feel like, you know, they're everything on the ball's going back and forth slower, that, you know, they got to jump on everything.
Their response. So in other words, it sounds to me like their response time has been enhanced.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this thing acts on the mitochondria, and no matter what tissue you've got. So the neurological system is lit up like, you know, like 4th of July, and the impulses are just flying. So, you know, I mean, I told the guys, it's the first time you get into the batter's box, or particularly in a batting cage, you're going to see stitches on the ball probably for the first time in your life, and not a curveball. Where you see the pattern of the stitches, but like, you know, a fastball coming at you, you're going to be actually seeing detail on the ball. And they didn't exactly come back and tell me that, but I mean, you know, the stuff they told me were similar in terms of perception.
Right.
Not swinging at bad pitches. You know, balls they would normally swing at that were real close, having enough judgment, like, you know, enhanced judgment to let that pitch go, and oops, it's off the corner for a ball, you know,
right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
They play this game with a stick, a broomstick, and a golf ball size ball. And they, you know, they like practice golf balls, and they swing at it with a broomstick.
You have to be much more precise in order to connect with the ball, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. He said, and Robbie, the first guy, He like hit 5 line drives in a row. this is like the second week they'd had the device, and
right.
They were sharing a device still because Robbie ordered first, and then TJ got his. You know, it was shipped. He ordered like a week or two later, and Robbie heard about it through his old college coach or something, and he had tried it in college, and it came across as, you know, he happened to see it online. No, he didn't hear our show because he wasn't, those guys don't even really know about Superhuman Radio. He came across it on the web or something.
Right.
And so he ordered a machine because he tried it in college and liked it. So, TJ was borrowing his, so they were splitting it. And then when Robbie's wife came in, she's pregnant, right? And so we're not exactly sure about gestation and how it's going to affect things like that. So he didn't want his wife near it, and I don't blame him.
Sure.
He gave the device to TJ. He had it for 2 weeks. He was like going, dude, he goes, this thing is unbelievable. He says, I wake up in the morning, I feel like, completely different. He says, we were on the road for weeks at a time, you know, 2 weeks this trip, and I can't wait to get back to get my box that's sitting at the, you know, at the office.
Right.
So, I mean, there's life before Earth Pulse, and there's life after Earth Pulse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, just give me a preview of what we're going to be talking to Eric about. Explain to the audience what Eric does. Eric is one of these strongmen that like lifts boulders and stuff, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm embarrassed to say that I should have looked up the name of that stone in Iceland, but he'll tell you about it.
Okay.
He'll tell you all about it. But he's into lifting this. I mean, his stone has been laying in this sheep next to the sheep pen for, you know, as far back as there are records. And Norsemen, strongmen, used to pick this stone up as a show of manlihood and strength and run it around this goat pen.
Right.
And, you know, there's only like 5 men in the world living right now that can do it.
And he's one of them.
No, he's he's hopefully going to be one of them.
Oh, I got you. Okay, okay. All right.
He went up there and he was doing another strongman competition and he tore his bicep or something like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he didn't get a chance. He didn't get his shot. So he's going back this fall.
All right. So here's what we need to do. We need to go ahead and take a commercial break. And during that commercial break, I'm going to ring up Eric Fiorello, who is the strongman, and we're going to then bring him on the air, and we're going to have this discussion a little bit further and find out what his effects have been from using pulsed electromagnetic fields to enhance sleep and recovery. How's that sound, Paul?
Yep.
Okay.
That's why we're here, right?
Okay. All right, so you're listening to Superhuman Radio. I just want to make sure I'm very untrusting of the connection between here and Mauritius. So
I got to tell you, you're a little bit garbled on my side, so it's kind of a little bit difficult. Maybe we should go to the phone.
We can if you want. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be back as quickly as possible.
Thing if you a nasty girl, bet that thing looks that juvenile. So them chick old bitches like girls gone wild.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at trueprotein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to trueprotein.com and get your BCAAs.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Some of the posters on Anabolic Minds posted some questions about different products for sleeping. That's not what this show is about, but I'll be glad to do a show answering those questions week after next. I've got a couple guests that can come on and talk about melatonin as well as carbohydrate consumption before bed, how that affects the quality of sleep. What we're talking about tonight, today, is actually a continuation of a show that we did a few weeks ago about a specific device called the Earth Pulse Unit, which is a pulse electromagnetic field device, which has been shown in numerous clinical trials to enhance and promote deep levels of sleep. In fact, we're getting some noise from someplace. It sounds like wind in the background and someone's phone, possibly.
Derek.
Okay. All right, there, it's gone. But anyway, we're talking about the Earth Pulse Unit today, and I'll be glad to cover those questions in a future show week after next, because next week I'm actually going to be rerunning some old shows because I have to go to Phoenix, unfortunately, for some personal stuff. My mom is in a nursing home, and I have to go and collect all of her stuff out of her house and move it into storage. So anyway, with that being said, we have Eric Fiorello who is joining us now. How you doing, Eric?
Very good, Carl. How are you?
Very good, very good. Eric, before we get started asking you about Earth Pulse and all that sort of stuff, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. You are are you a strong man? Is that what you're classified as?
Well, yes, I would say that. And I do a lot of stuff dead stop out of the rack, which you're familiar with from talking to Brooks Cubic, I'm sure, in the past.
Yeah.
I've done a number of things. What got me more motivated towards the strongman stuff, mainly stones, was watching a video of Steve Jack over in Iceland about 7 or 8 years ago, and his quest for the Husafell stone. At that point, that inspired me greatly to start to investigate this and see if I'd like to do it, which I ended up doing. We went over there, in 2008, and started the whole quest where we went to a number of places besides Husafell. And unfortunately, I injured my bicep and had to drop out. Since then, I've created a number of stones, made a lot of stones out of molds, obviously, with cement and plates and various things within. And I'm here today basically getting ready to go to Iceland again before Labor Day and give another crack at the Husafell stone.
How heavy is the Husafell stone?
It is 418 pounds, and you have to walk it. I marked off 53 steps when I went there in 8, but they say the last guy that went, Mark Wechter, I believe his name was, last year, came up with 60 meters. So basically, to become a full stoker, you have to walk that beast 60 meters and put it back down without dropping it.
And this is in a circle or in a square that you're walking?
This isn't a circle. Basically, this has been around since the late 1800s. The priest, Father Snorri Bjornsson, the one-room steeple church is still there. And what he used to do is milk goats on each side. It's a split somewhat in the center. And the Husafell stone was used to block one side when he was working on the other one. And it was not folklore, because he was able to lift this stone and walk this, and basically, I think it created, I wouldn't say a fear in the congregation, but high respect for the gentleman.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. So the good thing was, the feat of strength was put there for anybody to come and try it. It's his great nephew. We had met him when we went there the first time. He still lives right. He's very close to the proximity of the goat pen, and we went and visited him. And he's lifted it on occasion and walked it around there too. He's a pretty neat guy to talk to. He made a xylophone, basically the keys or whatever you would call them. They're made all out of stone, and you ought to hear this guy play this. It's incredible.
Wow.
And He's a stone carver, and way up to the goat pen, he's got this massive stone, one side of it the faces of Father Snorri Bjornsson. So it's a very intriguing place. And
it's got a lot of history that makes it, I mean, because if you are able to do this, this will make you part of that, the tapestry of that history.
Totally. And not only that, it's the idea that you can go and complete a feat of strength like that. This is by far the greatest manhood stone in the entire world. And anybody that can lift this thing, it's very special. To be able to lift it off the ground is extremely special, but to be able to walk this thing, you know, I think you're almost beyond human at that point.
Now, I gotta ask you a question. I'm just trying to imagine how you lift it. I would imagine you have to get down into a squatting position. You have to cradle the stone, lift it up, and get it so that your body is around it, where it's actually sitting on your thighs for a moment before you stand with it, right?
That's correct. There's a couple ways to do it. Being there in person, obviously, and seeing some of the guys lift it and walking around, I've seen people more of a front squat effect with it. And then what I see that the success seems to be is when they more or less do a bent row with it, if you can believe in your mind's eye.
Really?
Yes. And what they do is when you do the bent row with this thing, you pull it back towards you, and like you just stated, you know, it's laying on the middle of your thighs, basically,
right.
And then you stand up, and then you take off, man. But the main thing with stone that people, if they haven't gone down and observed it, which they all should, is this thing is smooth as talc, and you can't use any type of sticky or anything like that. That's all against the rules of the game. So you don't have a lot of hand holds. So basically, when you get that thing up and have cradled on your forearm bicep, you got to grab that beast and go. Because see, when we made replicas of these are about a little over 8 inches just on the side of this stone. So this thing is very, very massive.
Right.
So, you know, what we did, I don't want to get into too much with it because I know of time, but what we did is we built steel stones, and what I do with these is I load shot in them.
Ah, so you can alternate. You can alternate the weight then.
Correct, but what I did, the shot posed a problem because the first one we didn't split it in half, so we only had it in the bottom. So what I did to take care of that was I welded. I had a friend of mine as a welder. He welded a horn on each side. So what I can do is I can put 80 pounds on each horn. So what I did, it leveled the thing off so I could carry it. So this is what we did. But when we created the second one, obviously, we split it and put chambers in it so I can load it that way. So that's how we did that.
Very, very cool.
So, yeah, it is. It's very interesting, and it's a lot of fun to do.
Now, how did you find out about the Earth Pulse unit?
I listen to your show on a regular basis.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I didn't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul was on, and I was like, this is pretty interesting. And then you had that, you know, the code where, you know, you get so much off it. And I was like, you know something? I'm going to give this thing a shot. Because when I heard especially Paul talking about the power lifter who...
Oh, Frank Cable. We played that. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I may play that towards the end of the show for people who have never heard it. But that was Frank Cable who was lifting out of the... benching out of the chains using this unit.
Okay. Right? Well, when I heard that, I was like, okay, you know, that's worth a shot because everything I do to get ready for this, obviously, we have to do some weight work. I do everything in, like, let's say squats, for example. I only use a power rack. I start in dead stop bottom position. So I'm literally having to come up with everything on top of me to stand up with that weight. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, let's take a shot at this the Earth Pulse. And see what we can get here.
What kind of weight? What kind of weight are you coming out of the hole with on your back?
Well, normally now with training, trying to balance everything right now, I'm usually coming out of the chute anywhere from 550 to 700 dead stop.
That's impressive.
Because
you know what? I've always wondered how the hell. I mean, just when you come down with the weight, it's so much easier to come back up because you're almost using like a recoil effect on your muscles.
Exactly.
But coming out of the hole. You have to have a really tight back, and everything has to be tight to compensate for that fact that you're not recoiling back up.
And you know what else, Carl? I try not to use a belt as much as I can with that, just mainly for the core. So the main thing that dictates this more than anything is how you get under that bar. If you're off even by a quarter inch or an inch, you're coming up maybe on one side more than the other, chances are maybe you'll come up or it's going to drop you right on your, you know, your
keister.
Back side, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why I like this, because I felt this was the next step. You know, I had no idea of getting into stones, but this was the next step from doing just regular lifting where I got tired of it. I wanted to get into, you know, I started training a lot of grip with the blobs and the grip machines and all that. And then, you know, I'm getting into, you know, dead stop movements, the pressing, et cetera, et cetera. And then the stones. You know, now the next thing after I do a few more, I want to go to Scotland, do the Inver and the Denny's. You know, I've gotten into the circus stuff too, where I want to really start learning how to bear a card and, you know, bending horseshoes.
Yeah.
This is going to be the next evolution of me, you know, as long as I stay nice and healthy for the next few years. That's what I want to
do. Okay, Eric, we have to take a commercial break. I've been so intrigued by your training that I kind of got off course. You can stay with us, just do this break so we can come out and ask you about the Earth Pulse?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to Eric Fiorello about his use of the Earth Pulse unit and how it has affected him and his training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I got to say something, Paul. We actually have a listener listening to today's show, and he lives in Mauritius. He's maybe a neighbor of yours. His name is Dominique Lest, and I hope I pronounced it properly.
But he just order a machine? He's got an order from Mauritius today.
I don't know. I don't know if he ordered a machine, but I can tell you that he said, I'm from Mauritius. Yes, the internet sucks here. We're waiting for the underground cable for faster net speeds. So how do you like that?
Yeah, it's a little. It's at the switching. Mauritian Telecom has got control of the switching station where it comes out of the undersea cable. So where I've got the WiMAX. That's what we were on Skype before, and it was still breaking up. And it's all because of Mauritian Telecom bastards.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, all right. So now let's get back to Eric. So Eric, when did you start sleeping with the Earth Pulse Unit?
It's just about 3 weeks now.
What mode are you using? Are you using one of the sleep modes or the recovery mode or what?
I'm using sleep mode number 3 right now.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Paul.
He's been a little problematic, man. He's been a little problematic on the sleep. At least up everybody.
Do you think it's because you're a little bit more sensitive to this stuff, Eric?
Carl, I don't know. Maybe I am. It's funny because I talked to Paul yesterday and I told him now, like last night, I got up once, but the last few nights I slept through the night. I think possibly it could be that. I would like to get on the recover mode totally because I know from what he's told me and from what he's talked about, I mean, that would be an incredible thing to be able to get going with. And I feel, especially like today, I've got a train tonight. It's like 90 degrees here at Albany. It's very humid,
right.
And it's gonna be punishing tonight. So, you know, it'd be great to get done, go in, shower, have my protein, whatever I'm going to have, go to bed and sleep and recover all night and get up tomorrow and feel like I've never done a thing the night before.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I want to try to establish here. Paul's been more than generous and gracious with his time, and he's working with me on, and we'll get through this.
I'll tell you something I noticed on Recover. I stopped sleeping with my machine when I moved from Phoenix back to Louisville. I just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
And I started to display late night wakings and so on. And then I remembered my machine and I put it under my mattress. And the first night I slept with Recovery, I didn't go into a deep sleep. I always felt like I was on the edge of falling asleep. I didn't sleep good the first night I slept with it. The next night I slept better, and then by the third and fourth night I was sleeping deep again. I think that, this is my own humble opinion, I have no credentials to even make statements like this broadly, so I'm not saying that anybody should take my advice. But I have a funny feeling that we become accustomed, the body becomes accustomed to certain things. You know, we have this thing called reticular memory, for instance. The certain noises that are common to you won't wake you up in the middle of the night because your brain knows, oh, that's nothing to worry about. That's the clock chiming or whatever. And I got a feeling that same type of adaptation occurs when you sleep or don't sleep with the magnet. And it takes a little while for you to get back into the groove. I'll tell you something else that I've started doing. Number one, I'm unplugging the router and the cordless phone base station every night before bed, and I've noticed that I'm sleeping a lot better because I think that there's no competition for the magnet with the other RF that's saturating the house. And we did a show on this not too long ago with that Dr. Hava, who said that, you know, those routers at 2.4 gigahertz and those cordless phones, which emit even higher power at the same frequency, will cause disruptive sleep. So to give your magnet a better shot at working properly, don't have these competitive frequencies occurring close to your environment. You may want to try that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know if you're sleeping in the same room as the wireless, absolutely shut that bitch off. Unplug it. You know what I mean? Your deck phone.
Well, even if it's in the room, even if it's in the room next to you and there's just a wall between you and it, the wall means nothing. The distance is still the same.
Sure, it's right next to, you know, if it's near you, but I'm pretty convinced that this thing puts out enough, even at less than a gauss, that you know, because, I mean, if I've had another machine in the same bed as me, I don't even pick up it. I'm only tuned into the one I'm sleeping on top of. So, you know, I mean, it's all cumulative. Better if you unplug the darn thing.
Well, go ahead, Eric, what were you about to say, Eric?
Well, this is one thing, Carl. I don't know if you ever noticed this. Now, I told Paul this. I really think I was going through a major detox about a week ago with it, and I'll tell you why. My body ached like it never ached before, all over. I'm talking muscles, not joints so much, but muscular ache. Like, and I was also, my appetite was up and down. I was eliminating a lot better, it seemed like, and I was throwing headaches off. Right. Now, these are not things that I get very much. And I've done detoxing before, and I really think that my body was going through somewhat of, I won't say a hard detox, but that was something I'm sure that happened with this machine.
With the introduction of the machine. I'll tell you something else that you may want to experiment with. On the nights that I drink alcohol, I never sleep good. You know what I do with my magnet now, Paul? I move it from beneath the mattress to under my pillow and keep it on recovery. I swear I can't get out of the sleep now. If it's under my pillow, I have a hard time getting out of sleep in the morning. If I don't set it for 8.5 hours, if I set it for 10, I'll sleep for the whole 10. It's like it sucks me into the deepest sleep by putting it beneath the pillow instead of beneath the mattress.
What about the hangover you could have had?
No, I don't wake up with a hangover.
Right.
Exactly. Unbelievable! It's for sure. I mean, you could fall down drunk on six different kinds of alcohol and wake up in the morning, and you're sluggish, but you don't have a booming head. You don't have a headache at all.
Right. But sleeping. So. What I was saying for Eric's edification too, you may also, once you get accustomed to sleeping with under the mattress, one night sleep with it beneath the pillow on recovery, and tell me if you don't feel like you're in the dead zone all night long.
Well, we're moving.
No.
I'll tell you one thing. This morning when I woke up, because I had slept good, you know, after I got up at like 1:30 in the morning, this was the first morning I felt really hard, groggy, like I didn't want to, you know, get up. And I noticed, too, I had a lot of hardness. You know, you get like those sleepies in your eyes. Like I was itching a lot of stuff out. Now, that's something I've never had either, you know, in a long, long time. So, I think this thing is doing its trick. I just think it's going to take me a little bit while. I'm just noticing things that are starting to happen now.
Anything in the gym yet? Any sense of less exhaustion, faster recovery? Anything at all?
Yes. Monday night, I ran with a millstone. What I do is I had it was about a 40-meter circuit. It was 20 up, 20 back. The millstone with nothing in it is 220 pounds. I ran that thing full speed, I mean, in a run, right down to the barrel. And what we did is we loaded, 238 to go back, 220 up, 248, 220 up, 258 back, 220 up, 268 back. And then what I did is some drills where I loaded 288 on the millstone, did 5 to 6 really backwards move, all the way back without even stopping, just going straight back and dropping it on the barrel. Went to 308, backed up like bang, 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 came back, dropped it on there, and I wasn't fatigued at all. And it was high 80s and humidity on Monday night here. It's definitely, there was definitely a change. Breathing was very good, and usually, you know, with the heat and with that thing bearing down at you, and I was coming down hard and fast every time, and all we were doing was loading a pin in the center and putting the plates and a collar on it, picking it right up and going back down.
Yeah, so no rest at all.
No rest. I had just that piece of the workout done. I timed it. It was 22 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
With two people too.
What an amazing workout. Yeah. You know, I think I'm doing I'm doing something big when I'm doing farmer's walks with 120 dumbbells. I feel like a little bitch now.
Well, you know what it is, Carl? You know what it is? You gotta be, one thing I found about this stone lifting, it's like, you'll hear people say to you, oh, you just lift stones. It's like, okay, what do you mean you just lift stones? I mean, you got to know there's a sweet spot on the stone. You got to know how to find it, and you got to hope to God that you got the tools from head to toe to pull these things, because these things will break you in half if you let them. So I had to become very inventive and do a lot of things with how I lift these things, mainly because, you know, how many people are you going to find that want to lift stones with you? I mean, that's not a thing that people are not, right? They're not knocking on your door for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much a waste of time to put, like, on a bulletin board at a gym. Looking for a training partner, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, if you pull up in my backyard, all you do is see Husafell stones, round sphere stones, natural stones, and then I've got my 800-pound tire laying up against the garage wall. So, you know, you're going to get the hint right away what's going on there. Okay. But I had to get kind of inventive with things, you know, because being alone makes you, I think, a better trainer. Yeah. And so I've got some unique things I'm doing, and as I get along with Paul in this, I hope down the road maybe we can update some of this with you, and I'd love to show you some film of it, and you know, you can really get the whole gist of what's going into this thing for Iceland. So
very good. Listen,
one last thing.
Yeah.
When you were pulling that 450-foot pipe, that well pipe.
Oh yeah.
Out,
okay. Yeah.
Okay, that was early in the game. We were still having some trouble waking up in the middle of the night, sleeping off the
device. Let him talk about that. Tell us about this pipe. What is it?
Okay, this was good. My buddy Alex owns a house in Burden Lake, and he calls me up one day, and he says, look, I don't have any pressure in my pump. And I was like, okay. He goes, do you think you'd come out this weekend and help me pull it out? It's like, sure. I had no idea what he was talking about. So another guy was there. He's got a 450-foot well, all right? So I'm like, what do we got to do? So he got the piece loose, whatever it was, and this thing went down 350 feet of PVC line, okay, all the plastic stuff.
Right.
He and I had to go one-on-one with this thing, and we were literally high-pulling 350 feet of PVC pipe out of the ground to find where the leak was. And I'm here to tell you, I had no exhaustion. My hands didn't give out. I felt, man, it was like you felt alive. It was like the highest bit high pull you ever seen in your life.
Wow.
So we get this thing out, all right, and it's stretched 350 feet across his lawn because he's 100 feet from the river, from the water. So we got plenty of room to stretch this thing all the way down his property. So it turns out that the fitting that went into the pump right at the very bottom, it was rusted and he had to put something new on. So we did that. This took all afternoon, and then we had to feed that thing down.
Oh,
the two
man.
Of us. So, yeah. Now, let me tell you, if there was ever an endurance workout I'd give you besides a stone or a tire flip, let me tell you, that might be something somebody should investigate more, because you bury a line down and have to pull that thing up with that type of power and explosion. I'm telling you right now, I don't know what works your heart better than that.
Wow, that, you know what? That could be an event at a strongman competition for sure.
And maybe we just came up with something good, you know?
Yeah.
So that was definitely, I have a feeling that had, you know, that had Paul's machine definitely had something definitely do with it, because, you know, I had good endurance and stuff and I knew that, but this was a totally different animal. So yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool thing.
And then the next day, you
no pain. Nope. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
In fact, I worked out
the next day, and that was the day I squatted like 520, and I did a couple singles with it because, you know, I just backed up a little bit because of what happened on Sunday, and I was fine. I went out and I nailed it and just kept going on. So definitely, Carl, the main thing, and same with Paul, we've talked about this, recuperation. If I can get the extra weight, you know, if I can get another 50 pounds on everything, that would be, you know, that's like gold to me.
Yeah.
But if I can go out and pound myself the way I've got it tonight and every other night till I leave, and get up the next day and I've got either minimal soreness or none at all, I'd pay him $10,000 for that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, we're going to follow you. Hey, do you have a website, Eric, or anything like that?
No, I don't have a website at all. When we get back, you know, we're putting together a lot of footage, and with the success we're going to have in Iceland, I'm going to put out a few things. Especially I want to get into the training stuff, because I don't think there's a lot of good stuff out on stones, and I know there's a lot of people have asked me for things and everything. So I'd like to put something together, Carl, with that, you know, but that's down the road.
Well, let me know. Right, keep in touch with me. You've got my email address now, right? I don't know if you do or not.
I don't.
Okay, I'll make sure I email you. I want to hear back from you when you come back. I'll have you on the show, okay?
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
And thanks for making time today to come on and talk about the Earthquakes Unit.
I appreciate that. I appreciate, you giving me the time to do this, too. I really appreciate it much.
All right, listen, take care of yourself.
Okay, take care, Paul.
All right, Paul, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Paul, we're going to talk more about the Earth Pulse Unit, and we'll play the Frank Cable interview as well. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Cassandra Pribanek on talking about the effects of birth control pills on women's ability to recomposition their body. We'll be right back. Wake up, baby. You're so totally Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Paul Becker from Earth Pulse Technologies this hour. We were just recapping on the effects of the Earth Pulse Unit on performance. Keep in mind, Earth Pulse Unit is not a gender-specific device. Getting recuperative sleep works for men and women. If you're a woman and you are not sleeping well, and you know you're not, because you wake up in the morning and you feel horrible, your exercise routines aren't working for you, you're not meeting the goals that you're trying to meet, you just feel exhausted, give the Earth Pulse Unit a try. Paul Becker is one of the only people I know in the world that offers an unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee. on an Earth Pulse unit. If it doesn't work for you, you send it back here, and you send it to an address here in the United States, by the way, and you have to let him know that you want to send it back to get a return.
If you're in the U.S. or North America, and otherwise it goes, we get it picked up and send it back to India.
Okay. But, I mean, this is really a no-risk trial to see if it works for you. And we know that it doesn't work for everyone. Paul, you said that out of 100 people, it does not work for how many?
4.5.
Okay, so 4.5 people. So you may be one of the 4.5 people that it doesn't work for. You're not hung out to dry like so many other things that you've tried years past that didn't work for you, and you ended up having to just keep them or give them away or just feel like you lost your money. So you can go to superhumanradio.com, and there is a banner ad for the Earth Pulse unit. And you said that we're going to make an offer to the listeners today, correct?
Yeah, we'll use coupon. When you get to the order form on Earth Pulse Technologies, you get there, you'll see a coupon box put in there in upper or lowercase, SHR number 2. And for the next 2 weeks, we'll give you $100 off, and then it'll be the standard $50 off, until next time we do a show.
Yeah, after that. So SHR, the numeral 2, will save you $100 off an Earth Pulse unit, and you have a 90-day money-back guarantee. So really, what do you have to lose for trying it? Now, I want to play an interview that kind of got the ball started with this Earth Pulse unit. When we first did the Earth Pulse interview years ago, one of the guys who received the unit was Frank Cable, who was an elite powerlifter. And for those of you who are new to the show, I'm playing this for you. We're going to play this real quick, Paul, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss this, okay? So sit tight.
Yep.
Where is it?
Oh, we lost it again.
Hold on a second. What did I do wrong? I know what I did wrong. I'm a schmuck. That's what the problem is. Yeah. This is Carl Lenore with Superhuman Radio, and I am talking with elite powerlifter Frank Cable. How you doing, Frank?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
Good, good. Now, the reason we're talking today is because you have been using the Earth Pulse Electromagnetic Field Magnet for 3 weeks now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about it. Tell me about your experience with the unit.
Well, initially, the first thing I noticed the first night I used it was that I only got up one time to use the bathroom, which normally I would get up 2 to 3 times a night. And that was, like, amazing to me, because that's what was promised, you know.
That it would help you sleep, right.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't be getting up as much.
So. Okay, so now, on top of that, you have noticed some changes in the gym as well, is that correct?
Yes, I have, yes.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there's a certain exercise for the bench press that I use where I bench out of the chains. It's only concentric-only movement where you just bench straight out of the chains from, you know, a starting strength exercise.
So the bar is at your chest, in other words, and you're just pushing.
My chest,
yeah, you're just pushing straight up. Okay.
Right. And my best at that before that was like about 450. And the first week of using the magnet, I went up to 500, and then within the next 2 weeks, it went up another 50 pounds, so I did 550 out of the chain.
So you added 100 pounds to that particular movement within a couple weeks.
Yeah, it was really exciting, actually.
Were you startled?
Yes. Well, I was very happy, let's put it that way.
Okay.
I believe in the magnet, so, and the things I read. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, I was really, it's more than... You know, than I expected, actually.
Were there any other movements that improved for you? Because you also do the bench, the deadlift, and the squat, correct?
Yeah, the squat. My squat went up about 50 pounds.
And now you're an elite powerlifter, and you've been training, you told me, for 18 years now, correct?
18 years, right.
So have you seen this large of an incremental jump in the past since you've been in the elite status?
Not in a three-week period, no. Say maybe 6 months to a year, maybe, at the most. You know, 100
right.
pounds for a year.
Right. Right. Okay.
You know, if that, and then once you hit a certain weight, it's tough to even get 20 pounds. You know, a year sometimes.
You start to get to your max. Now, how old are you, Frank?
I'm 55.
So, I mean, this is really impressive. All of a sudden, at 55, you're putting some serious poundage back on the bar.
Right. Right.
That's
right.
Wonderful.
I'm starting to, improving again, which is nice.
Now you also have a slight ailment. You have something going on with your back, correct?
Yeah, I have two discs that are herniated.
And tell me about the effects of the Earth Pulse on the herniated discs.
Well, what I did is I took the magnet and I put about a half an inch from the injury, and I would sleep on it at night in the recovery mode. And I'd say within about 2 weeks, the pain in my back, I don't have pain during the day anymore in my back.
Now, is that something that happens periodically, or is this really shocking for you that all of a sudden you don't have pain in your back?
I'd say it's amazing because I've been through chiropractic. I've been through all kinds of phases of, recovery, and I've never had anything like this in a two-week period. So I'm really excited that I can get back in the gym and start hitting the deadlift again and the good mornings, which I really love. So I'm really excited about, seeing what's going to happen, in the coming months.
Now, in your 18 years of training, I'm sure that you've purchased training aids, supplements, and so on that had promised to increase your performance and so on, correct?
Right. Oh, yeah. A bunch of stuff.
Have you ever spent any money on any product or device before that performed this quickly, gave you results this quickly?
Oh, no. Not at all. Not at all. Nothing even.
I have to stop it there because we are running low on time for the interview, Paul. But I do want to say something here. That, every time I listen to this tape, I think to myself, there's lots of supplements out there that people will use, and they'll get like marginal effects from, and they'll think to themselves, wow, I wonder if this is the supplement. But you can't argue, you can't argue with a guy who's an elite power lifter who starts sleeping with the device and within the first week adds 50 pounds to this movement, and second week, I mean, it's not like as though, well, gee, was it placebo? No, definitely not. Was it maybe it really wasn't the magnet, because maybe if he would have added 10 pounds 1 week and 10 pounds the other week, then I'd say, placebo, But to add 100 pounds in 2 weeks, and you're sleeping with the magnet for 2 weeks, and that's all you've changed.
Let me add that, it's not just for power either, I mean, I've got a couple of runners. One's a doctor that went through a major illness, almost died, came back to running because she was feeling better on the device, ran faster times than she did when she was when she was 40. She's in her 50s now. She ran faster times when she was 40. Another guy, a runner, 38 years old, been running since he was 30, just set a PRR. So, I mean, when I tell you, my guarantee on the website is, sleep better, feel a decade or two, feel and perform a decade or two younger. I mean, or return it. I'm not kidding, man. I mean, this thing is.
Well, I gotta tell you something else. I had a doctor, I can't think of her first name, but her last name was Havas. And she came on and we did a show about the deleterious effects of radio frequencies on the body. And she actually talked about the beneficial effects of the Schaumann wave.
Those are in the device. Those are programmed into the
Well, let me tell you what I said to her. I should have emailed you and told you to listen to the show. But she said, now the Schaumann wave resonates from like 7.6 to 9.8 hertz. And these are beneficial electromagnetic fields that actually have a positive effect on our body. And so I said to her, that's funny. I have a friend who manufactures a device called the Earth Pulse Unit, and it has it resonates between, I think, 8.6 and 10.6 in this one mode that you use it. And she said, well, that's the same thing as earthing. These people who want to go out and put their feet on the earth because they want to get the effects of the electromagnetic field of the earth, that's the same thing. So really, anybody who's into earthing, get yourself an Earth Pulse Unit, and it's like sleeping on the ground all night long.
Well, it's better than that. I mean, earthing might add a little bit of strength and stamina, but it's not going to make you feel like you're happy.
And also because of all the RF that's surrounding us above the ground. One other thing I want to mention to you, Paul, and you may get mad at me when I say this. I bought a new power transformer for my Earth Pulse Unit because I lost mine in the travel, and mine switches from 7.5 to 9 to 12.5 or 12 volts. And
that's what I just told Eric to get because he's 300 pounds. I said, dude, you're either overreacting to it and we need to go lighter, or we need to get more juice through that thing.
Well, so I am now sleeping at the 12 volt setting. The Earth Pulse works fine. The magnet is so much stronger. When I put something above the magnet and switch from 7.5 to 12 volts, the amount of magnetism is very, very easy to discern. You can tell the pole is so much stronger. So,
but you can also fry an egg on that thing when you pull it out from
and that's interestingly enough, and I thought that was going to be the case. And I pulled it out from under the mattress one morning immediately upon awakening, and it was cool as a cucumber.
Are you sure the thing's working?
Hell yeah. When I put it up against something metal, you can feel it. You can feel it chattering, yeah.
I'm shocked.
I think that magnet dissipates juice, or it's so efficient. The coil is so efficient, you're not getting a lot of back lag that's causing heat buildup. That's just my
interpretation. Since we upgraded that magnet 2 years ago, I don't think I've run a 12
volt. Try running 12 volt. You're going to find out it doesn't get as hot as the old magnet. It doesn't. Anyway, listen, Paul, we've run out of time. For those of you listening to the show and you're intrigued by this, keep in mind that Paul is not an advertiser. I keep his stuff out there because I believe in the magnet. It worked for me when I was having problems sleeping a decade ago. And I continue to believe in the magnet because so many people use it and thank me for talking about it. You can save $100 off of an Earth Pulse unit by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the Earth Pulse banner ad, and using the coupon code SHR2. And I promise you, if you're not one of the 4.5 people out there that don't respond to it, you will send me one of those emails and thanks me for telling you about it. Paul, thank you for being on the air. Yeah. What time is it in Mauritius right now?
It is 5 minutes after 9 p.m.
Okay, go to bed. All right, thanks for being on the show, Paul.
Many hours. Cheers. Thanks a lot again.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye. They're going to love you.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Probanek on. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to Very Intense Pleasure.
pleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you're a woman, you've probably wondered what effects oral contraceptives, birth control pills, have on your body. Are they counterproductive? Do they stall your ability to recomposition, lose fat, build muscle, get the body you want, have the energy levels you want? Or are they beneficial? My next guest is Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Prebanek. She is the author of a couple books that were dedicated to women's health and fitness and nutrition. Welcome to the show, Cassandra.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Okay. Obviously, we know hormones play a role in the body's ability to manage muscle and fat. And many of the birth control pills on the market today are hormonally based, correct?
Yes. There is some birth control methods, I mean condoms and copper IUDs, that aren't hormonally based, but the ones mostly that most women take, those little pills are, or the shots, are hormones.
So what role do they play? Do birth control pills play a role in a woman's ability to, lose fat, let's say, when dieting?
Well, see, there is a, it's hard to say necessarily from a scientific perspective, because, pharmaceutical companies don't want all their dirty secrets revealed. All scientific experiments are based on a mean. So you may have some people that have no effects and some people that do have effects. So each person needs to look at their own individual circumstance and understand if you went on the birth control, how did your body respond? A lot of women, their bodies respond by storing more body fat and making it very difficult to lose fat. A lot of women. There's also other unpleasant side effects like decreased sexual desire or pain on intercourse. A beneficial side effect is lighter periods and whatnot, but in terms of body composition, body fat is oftentimes positively affected because it grows,
right.
But your whole body composition is negatively affected on birth control. Women's breasts may grow a lot larger than they normally would.
Isn't it true that some women, when they start birth control pills, and we're kind of painting all the pills with a paintbrush here, and I want to break it up in a little bit if we can,
but
isn't it true that when women go on birth control pills, their breasts become larger?
A lot of times that happens. Some women are very estrogen sensitive, meaning that if they're taking a pill that contains estrogen, it's usually ethinylestradiol, it's a synthetic estrogen hormone that's commonly used in birth control pills, they oftentimes will have breast increase, which is mostly body fat. Yes, their total body fat will come up, but then they also get a nice layer of fat on the back of their arms, or maybe they'll get more fat in their femoral region, so in the buttocks,
right.
Their lovely butt and thighs.
Right.
And each woman, though, is different. Some women, for every story of a woman saying that, she has negative body composition, there's going to be some stories from women that say they have no change. But those people that say they have no change maybe not be people that were had ideal body composition to begin with and or care necessarily about their body composition.
Good point.
So, you may get women that, nothing happened to me, but then you sort of look at them and like, when's the last time you actually had leanness?
Right.
To be rude, but I mean, some women, and not everyone wants to be really lean, or, they don't need to be thin, that's not their concern. And then there's other things going on. I recently had a client that I asked to come for birth control, And she yet has not seen changes, but she's got other things going on. Because it doesn't happen right away. First of all, it takes a while for your body to sort of re-regulate its hormone levels. And women will know that, if, especially if they come off birth control to try to get pregnant. A lot of times it takes quite a while for the hormones to go back into balance before
right.
they will actually get
and
pregnant.
That, and that's evidence. And I was going to say that's evidence when women try to get pregnant, absolutely, because it takes yep. a while just for them to start getting regular periods.
Exactly. One of my girlfriends took her 10 months before her period came back normally after coming off the pill.
Now, that leads me to another question, and then we'll get back on track. But,
yeah.
I mean, I'm always opposed to things that intercede or block natural processes. Like, for instance, I am totally opposed to antiperspirants, but I'm pro-deodorant. I don't like something yeah. that doesn't make me sweat. I think my body wants to sweat, and even though it may not be socially acceptable that my pits are all wet, that's the way my body works, and I'm not going to stop it. The same is true of the menstrual cycle. I have to believe that there's a reason why they have periods and it has health benefits. Maybe I'm wrong. Are there any negative side effects for women, maybe not in the way of their body recomposition, known side effects to stopping yourself from having a period for years and years and years?
Well, not all pills stop women from having their period for years and years and years. There are certain pills that will do that. But if you don't have your period, because of a hormonal alteration, I mean, there's something not right there. I mean, if you lose your period, if you're not on the pill, for example, if you're over dieting or over exercising or over stressed, you know, that's a sign your body is too stressed in order to have normal reproductive function.
Right.
And in the same sense, it's also too stressed to be healthy. So, I mean, other things like, you know, free radical scavenging and, you know, preventing cancer or diabetes, you know, that's not happening either. You know, once something is blocked in your body from normally happening, it leads to other negative effects. Like I didn't have a period for 7 years, because of excessive stress and excessive under eating and just excessive weird things. But, it started after I went off the birth control pill because I had problems on the birth control pill where, not a little bit too much information, but I used to get chronic yeast infections being on the birth control pill.
Okay.
So then my doctor switched me over to the progesterone-only pill, and I just stopped having a period. And I kept saying to him, I was like, okay, wait a second. When I started the second pill, you know, I'm only like 17 at the time, or 18, or whatever the heck age I was, and I was like, I'm not having a period. He's like, oh, yeah, that happens sometimes. I'm like, and that's normal? And he's like, well, it just happens. I'm like, okay, so that's normal.
No, but it's normal. It's normal for the pill. But, you know, and it's interesting because I was going to ask you about the progesterone-only pill when we came back from the break. But since you've got in there already, the progesterone-only pill, you know, we talk about the damaging effects of hormone replacement therapy when you have dominance in a single hormonal plane.
Exactly.
We talk about estrogen dominance and how it causes endometriosis. And there has to be deleterious effects from progesterone dominance. I know the landscape of the brain in anabolic drug using athletes. Research shows that there's an upregulation of testosterone and DHT receptors in the brain that can actually precipitate anxiety when high levels of androgens are floating around the body. So we know that dominance in any hormonal plane changes other functions in the body. What happens when you have these high levels of progesterone and not a concomitant elevation in estrogen?
Well, the same thing. And to be said, what happens when you have this high level of estrogen and not the same level of progesterone?
Bingo.
Like so why are we messing with our normal physiology? And why is it okay for women to alter our hormone makeup to prevent pregnancy when guys can't even take testosterone? You know, not saying, you know, that's, you know, like, why is one legal and why is one not? I think it just sounds absolutely retarded.
You know what? That's an argument I've made on this show for years. I've actually done a show specifically just about that.
Yeah.
And I want to do this. I want to take a commercial break. I want to come back with that subject, but then I want to get back into the whole issue of birth control. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Probanek. Two great books for women. The New Rules of Lifting for Women. Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess. Or The Woman's Health Perfect Body Diet, The Ultimate Weight Loss and Workout Plan to Drop Stubborn Pounds and Get Fit for Life. Dr. Oz was not the first person to tell women to eat fiber before every meal to lose weight. It was Cassandra, right? I know everybody. Everybody's raving about Dr. Oz. He must have read your book, the schmuck, and he didn't even give you credit. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The 3 amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, go on.
Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Who is this? Let's see. Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Beatles.
Now, yesterday and today, our students.
Great, great, great. Okay. We're talking this hour with Dr. Cassandra, Forsyth Prebanek. And we're talking about the effects of birth control pills on women. Aside from the fact that it's unnatural to keep yourself from having these natural processes. And you know what? The question you raised before the break is really one that I've banged that drum so much. Well, you know, when you talk to a politician and you say, why is it illegal for me to use a drug so that I can look a certain way and feel a certain way? And they say, well, it'll damage your heart. It can cause cancer, which is, by the way, is all nonsense, but all these reasons. And then I say to them, okay, so all the things that you just listed, thrombosis, the potential for cancer and heart disease, changes in lipids. Those are all known side effects of birth control pills. So why is it acceptable for you to offer those potential side effects for casual sex, but not because I want to be leaner and more muscular as I'm 50 years old? And you know, the argument is stupid. It's stupid. And we all know why. It's because politicians don't want to have lots of little babies with their aides. So, you know, they're helpers in D.C., so they want everybody on birth control. That's what it's why.
Horrible.
You know, well, you know what? I
know it.
I have to say stupid stuff like that once in a while because it sounds absurd, but the reality is it doesn't make any sense, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah. No, but there is a reason for men to take androgens. I mean, I work at a bioidentical clinic, and we have men coming in that have extremely lowered testosterone levels, and it's called andropause as men get older. And I even have a few younger guys, you know, between 20 and 30, that their levels are so low, it just is ridiculous. And when you put them back at a level that is appropriate for their age, not superhuman levels, I mean, I know it's a superhuman radio, but, you know, at least appropriate levels, they feel good again. And isn't that the whole point of life, is to actually feel good in your life? And they're not looking like bodybuilders. I mean, that's a different, totally different level, but even to just get back to your own normal functioning is important. And then for women, I mean, okay, then we're super physiologically elevating our estrogen levels just to prevent pregnancy, well, whatever, it would be that too, right? But prevent pregnancy, and it's like, why is that our only option? I mean, why do we have to stick a hormone in us so we don't get pregnant? I mean, that's not the way it's supposed to work.
You know, I'll tell you the truth, I never understood why the feminist movement didn't pick up on that. You know, when you really think about it, the whole feminist movement looked at this everything that benefited men that was done to women. Well, hormonally based birth control pills are something that benefit men that are done to women. The feminist group should be, Joy Behar should be saying, why haven't we found an alternative to birth control, you know, hormonally based birth control pills yet? You know, and in Europe, they give men contraceptives. You know what they do? They have two different hormones that they use. One of them is very similar to Trenbolone, and the other one is high doses of testosterone. You give a young guy 250 milligrams of testosterone enanthate a week, and spermatogenesis goes down to zero. But anyway, okay, so we've kind of gotten – we banged that drum, and it isn't fair. but let's go back to – for just 1 second, I want to pick up – so progesterone only or any of these single hormonal modalities to correct the ability to get pregnant obviously have to have some other effects on women. But the one we're talking about most often right now on this show is a woman's ability to shed body fat, which probably is more important to some of my listeners than some of the other issues. Are there alternatives to hormonally based contraceptives?
Yeah, there is a COP-IUD. That's actually what I had my daughter. Apparently you're not supposed to get them until after you've had a baby, but it's non-hormonally based, so it just thickens the wall of, actually, you know, I can't describe exactly physiologically, but it's not hormonally based.
I think the way IUDs work, and this is...
Well, there's two types. There's hormonally based IUDs and COP-based IUDs.
Okay. The ones that are non-hormonal, I think the way they work is that anytime there is a foreign object sensed by the body will not, the uterus won't work right.
Yeah, but you still actually have normal hormone flow. I still menstruate every like 28 days, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I mean, there are side effects though. Like, some women really enjoy being on birth control because usually when you're on birth control, you'll have a lighter flow and you'll have less cramps. And like a lot of women are prescribed birth control if they have really bad you know, premenstrual dysmenorrhea, where there's a lot of pain, a lot of issues. But it's sort of like, why is that the answer? And you know, are women all estrogen deficient? And is that why we're on birth control? We're not. We're not estrogen deficient. We're trying to, okay, if you've got problems with your period, there's something else going on. And there is ways to balance your hormones that don't involve a synthetic hormone. Like I'm a huge proponent of bioidenticals because of the fact I've even been on them and they benefited me quite a bit. they actually helped me regain a cycle that after, you know, 7 years wasn't coming back no matter what I was doing and how much weight I gained. So, you know, resetting in a way, whatever that may be, but, you know, just there is different ways of doing it. And I think we are just sort of missing the boat by saying, it's just sort of like, you know, people go into the doctor and, you know, they've got a sniffle. So they're like, oh, I need antibiotics. They're like, really? You don't really need antibiotics. Okay, well, you know, if you've got PMS symptoms, like really bad, why is it that a synthetic hormone is the one that's supposed to help you? And then you get fatter from it. You feel less sexually active. You're less happy in your entire life. So sort of like, why are we even doing that to ourselves? I don't think that's fun.
What about this nonsense? Carmela Cierzo, who listens to the show from Canada, posted on my Facebook this morning that Yaz, the birth control pill that was became very popular recently, has a number of deleterious side effects, and now there's a class action suit because the company did not openly disclose the side effects properly. But Yaz is given to young girls who have acne.
I know. I was given the same thing. Well, you have some acne. Here's a birth control pill. Really? Maybe you have acne because you eat too much sugar.
Yeah, there you go. Acne is completely diet-related. I know there's a lot of people right now that are going to say, you don't know, that's not true. And I'm going to say, yes, it is. As a matter of fact,
well,
we're going to have a dermatologist on that talks specifically about this in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's mostly diet-related. I mean, yeah, okay, there is hormonal issues. I mean, I deal a lot with women with hormonal issues, especially when women get over the age of 35, 40. There's things that go on, and it makes it really hard for them to lose weight, especially if they were a history of birth control users, which most women are nowadays.
Right.
And, I mean, even Suzanne Summers talks about how long-term, I mean, I know she's, some people think she's a quack, but, I mean, she did write a lot of good information about, you know, like the side effects that women are experiencing as they get older from being on birth control for so long, you know, the increased, you know, heart attacks, and having excess body fat just in general, but lowering bone mineral density, not actually increasing it, because bone mineral density is not just hormones, it's also weight-bearing activity. And if you feel fat and lethargic and unsexually active, why the heck are you going to bother exercising to look or feel good, right?
Right.
So it's such a negative circle.
Again, I come back to the, every time I think about this, I think, my God, it's like women are disposable. And I, you know, look, I'm women have gotten a leg up on men in this day and age. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, it's like women's health is disposable. It's like, you've got acne, take a hormone. Oh,
yeah.
Doc, I want a hormone so that I can feel and look younger. No, you can't get that. But a woman can get that same hormone because she has acne. You know, it just doesn't, look, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you if bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is a suitable alternative for contraception. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Pribanek. You can get her books at Amazon.com. Any woman who has not read The New Rules of Lifting for Women, Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess, you can't listen to my show anymore until you read the book, okay? So we'll get the book. We don't want to miss you next week. We'll be right back.
Arabian Prince, back with a style of hype. Not
there are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it
all. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stoned, immaculate.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Probonik. All right, so Cassandra, is bioidentical hormone replacement therapy a suitable alternative? Can you use that in any way, shape, or form as a contraceptive?
I actually had that experience, but I didn't find it was actually beneficial for my body composition, though. Okay. So the first time I went on bioidenticals, when I started on I was put on a lower dose, actually shed a lot of body fat and leaned out quite a bit. It was awesome. But then the doctor I was working with kept upping my dose of the, all the hormones across the board, and I started having a really hard time with body fat levels. And I never got pregnant this whole time, and I wasn't on any birth control. And prior to that, I also wasn't on any birth control because I didn't have a period. So they're sort of like, what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point, right?
Right. But then a month after I stopped the bioidenticals, eventually I was like, I was like really struggling with body fat. I was very frustrated. And I was like, okay, this isn't good. I saw a different doctor, and he's like, I think you're in levels that are so high that it's almost like birth control. And so he's like, but first we want to get you off. So let's get you all normalized. Let's, figure out where you're at, blah, blah, blah. And I ended up getting pregnant a month later.
Wow, cool.
So I actually had that experience where the bioidenticals were at such a high level that it was a birth control method, but I was not happy with my body composition whatsoever. Now, post-baby, I'm not wicked lean. I mean, I haven't been working out the way I should because, I have 2 businesses. I work a lot, and I sit a lot writing, but still people come up to me and they're like, oh, you're in really good shape. Do you train people, blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, yeah, cool. And even just last night, a friend of mine at the gym was like, you're getting leaner. And I'm like, awesome. But regardless, is bioidenticals your question? Yes, it can be used for birth control. But I think having the wrong level of hormones and it like too much, it can stop birth, but it also stops your ability to burn the amount of body fat you'd like. And for the listeners of this show, if you want ultimate leanness, I don't think bioidenticals are the way to, that at a high dose to prevent birth pregnancy and, you know, be a birth control method is not good for your body composition either.
It sounds to me that anything a woman does hormonally to trick the system into avoiding birth has
pregnancy.
Some effect on the way the body treats fat and, well, at least fat. We don't know about muscle. I mean, maybe they can still put on muscle, but they can't rid themselves of that body fat, it seems like.
Yeah. It does seem that way. And I mean, it depends. So each person's different. Everyone's going to have a different response. I mean, that's just the way we all are. But you know, I think the best form of birth control is, I mean, abstinence around times that you're not having, around the times that you could possibly get pregnant, you know, around the ovulation. And, you know, there is copper IUD, and a lot of women do go to that, but it does make it a little harder. Like, I mean, the periods are heavier, cramping is a little bit more intense, you know, so you have some kind of bad days. Like, I had just one bad day a few days ago. It was like, I just need the ibuprofen just today.
Right.
But I much leaner, much stronger, feel so much better.
I say it's time for women to, you know, women are really good about, men are terrible about organizing movements and getting things done, but women are really good about organizing movements and getting things done and getting politicians to pay attention and so on. I think it's time that women take up the cause of forcing men to be responsible for the contraception so that all men can get on injectable testosterone for the purpose of not getting their wives and significant others pregnant. Let us bear that burden.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and every guy...
but then
and,
benefit from it.
Yeah, and every guy gets 250 milligrams of testipionate a week, and he's happy, he's strong, his libido's going through the roof, and his wife's not getting pregnant, and everything works great.
Exactly.
And interestingly enough, the use of testosterone as a contraception for men would actually cause a positive body recomposition, where hormonal contraception in women causes a negative body recomposition. So it just stands to reason that men should take the responsibility once and for all for contraception. We all need to get on testosterone. That's it.
Right.
I love it.
I like it. That's a perfect idea. Let's do it. But that probably is not going to happen. But the right now, the realistic thing is for women to get off birth control, get their cycles back to normal. Be careful if you don't want to get pregnant. Use condoms and talk to your doctor about getting either copper IUD. There's also these foam things with spermicidals and stuff.
Right.
I mean, okay, yeah, we don't want to get pregnant, but why do we have to manipulate our hormones to do that?
Right.
That just makes no sense. It benefited men. It didn't benefit women.
Right. That's exactly right. It really is shocking. And again, because men don't want to father children out of wedlock. They don't want the responsibility, but they want to be able to have sex. So we should bear the responsibility for the contraception. I come back to it. I know that you said, I don't think it's going to happen, but I really do think that if women got this message, if they thought, wait a minute, you mean a man could take 250 milligram shot of testosterone cypionate a week and stop producing sperm, and he wants to do that anyway, and we don't have to take anything. I think if women got together, men could win this fight for hormone replacement therapy, you know? But it's going to take Oprah. Oprah's going to have to hear this show and go, wait a minute, we need to get women to start telling their politicians, I want my husband to take the contraception. I want him to take a shot like they do in Europe.
That would be great. Yeah. Yeah, right now you have to pay a lot of money to a doctor to do that, and you know, birth control for women is like $30 a month or something like that, maybe. I don't know. I don't buy it.
Are there any problems with a woman who's not having a period just from the standpoint of the uterus? Does the uterus potentially, does it increase the risk of, let's say, uterine cancer if you're not having periods at all?
I don't know if that's known yet, because a lot of research is still being done on it. There's some significant researchers like Nancy Williams and another person who I just blanked on. Good at that, but anyway, they're studying athletic dysmenorrhea or amenorrhea and trying to find out why it's happening. I mean, it's still very unknown, but it's happening a lot, especially as women become more active, or these women that over diet. And some people's cycles are more sensitive than others. Like some women, it will just take a little bit of stress and, you know, lower calorie eating to lose their period, and other women, you know, can be anorexic and still get their periods.
Right.
So every system is a little bit different. It's very interesting, but I don't know if it's known. One biggest thing that they talk about is that having low estrogen levels, which usually happens when you miss your period, is the risk of osteoporosis and then increased cardiovascular disease risk. But, I mean, I personally, for example, had no period for 7 years and absolutely no estrogen levels whatsoever that I told you about many years ago.
Right.
And I have great bone mineral density, but I also weight train very
heavily. I was just going to say, you're different because you have metabolic changes that are occurring because of the load-bearing weight that you use.
Right. That all women should do that.
Right. But I have to tell you something else. The thing that is very unspoken with women that, in my humble opinion, is more important, and that is the neural protective effects of estradiol. Men get a Parkinson's disease at a greater rate than women until women go through menopause and then they catch up. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that estradiol is protecting women from neurological disorders and not men.
Right.
So.
Yeah. There is a benefit of having normal hormone levels. And like at the clinic I work at, the physician I work with, he doesn't ever try to like super physiologically elevate anyone's levels. He just tries to get everyone back to the level they're supposed to be through using a botanical hormone, which in opinion, from what I've read and research that is done in a lot, but just the things we see with our patients, it's nothing but beneficial. And it would be great if it could be more widely known and more widely used, especially for people that need it. Like, not every guy goes through andropause, but a lot of guys do. And when they go back on the testosterone levels to make them more normal and testosterone injections, I mean, their quality of life is greatly improved, completely. But you have to be careful because, you know, if they have risk factors for prostate cancer or if they have prostate cancer.
No. That's been disqualified. The American Journal of Cancer Research published a position paper 2 years ago. I did a show with Dr. Paul
really?
Godley. Yeah, the androgen levels have nothing to do with prostate cancer. There's a greater linkage to estrogen. As I think it's one of the cancer-causing estrogens, estrone or estriol, I forget, and sex hormone binding globulin and the prevalence of prostate cancer. And we did a show on that 2.5 years ago. Because we wanted men who were going to their doctors and saying, I want testosterone. And the doctor goes, you're kind of old. It's going to increase your risk of prostate cancer, to be able to say, have you seen this? And pull out the study, that the position paper that was written to show. I mean, they did a meta-analysis of like.
So if someone has high PSA levels, then they are okay to get testosterone. Is that
yeah,
what you're
because
saying?
Because PSA is now not it is not exclusively proof that the prostate is going to be that cancer is going to be prevalent. It's not.
Okay.
And really, the reality is that men with higher testosterone levels and proper ratio of testosterone to estrogen to DHT have healthier prostates.
Yep.
Definitely. And so, you know, that's not a good reason anymore. And as a matter of fact, we gave out an award. I'm not going to say the name because I think some people found it a little disconcerting that we had a couple doctors that we roasted on this show, and we actually mentioned their names. One of them told a listener's father when he was presenting with symptoms of andropause and asked for testosterone. This woman doctor, who I will not name again because I don't want to give her more airtime than she deserves, told him there's a perfectly good reason why men's testosterone levels go down as they age. It's to protect your heart. And, I mean, there's enough research out there to cover her in paper that shows exactly the opposite to be true. And it makes you ask yourself, where are these doctors, what continuing education are these doctors getting that somebody would say something so negligent and derelict of their duties to a patient and so opposite of the truth? But anyway.
But then for women, though, too, why don't women get the hormones they need as well, especially when they go through menopause, premenopause, that their progesterone levels start declining and they become estrogen dominant? Why aren't they allowed to become put back into their normal state so they feel good again? Because everyone knows that when women go through menopause, they start getting really, really fat.
Well, and you know something? The reason that women are being told negative things about hormone replacement therapy, and I'm not going to say it's a conspiracy theory, but it's because the Women's Initiative, the research that came out of there using equine estrogens and progesterones that were heavily methylated and taxing to the liver,
that is the problem. It was the equine derived hormones combined with methylated drugs. You know what? If they did research on methylprednisone, they would find the same changes in lipids and cardiovascular risk indices. So it wasn't the hormones. And I say, you know, if hormones were the link to uterine cancer, breast cancer, and heart disease, then every 14 to 21 year old woman would have uterine cancer, breast cancer, and heart disease, because that's when those hormones are the highest. So it doesn't make sense. Let's take our last commercial break and we'll wrap up the show. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today, or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Kubanik. You can get her books on Amazon.com. The New Rules of Lifting for Women: Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess. Nothing truer has ever been said. And Women's Health Perfect Body Diet, the ultimate weight loss and workout plan to drop stubborn pounds and get fit for life. And as I said going into the break earlier, it was Cassandra who first wrote about using very, very high-quality fiber called glucomannan in that book, The Perfect Body Diet, and its effect on shedding body fat. Is it? I mean, you were the first one to really talk about glucomannan, too.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah. Is Dr. Oz talking about it now? Like, where's my money?
Yeah, Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz just did a show recently. Somebody emailed me the link to it
because I really don't refer to him as Dr. Oz anymore. I refer to him as the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Yeah, because just like the Wizard of Oz, when you look behind the curtain, you realize that the guy had no brain. And the same is true of Oz, because he is, he's tried to become so commercialized that he has literally thrown science under the bus in an effort to have, compelling topics to talk about. And recently he said, you know, just have fiber before every meal in order to lose weight. And when Elisa pointed it out to me, I said, Cassandra was the first one to talk about that in her book that she wrote for Women's Health magazine. Mm-hmm. So, and remember, because we did that show talking about glucomannan. You know, what a high quality glucomannan, as I recall, if my memory does serve me, can absorb 100 times its weight in water.
It's awesome stuff. I mean, some people do really, really well with it. Women's Health thought it was, I don't know, love it, because it wasn't like the book Skinny Bitch, or, you know, I wasn't like, yeah, if you're a cow, if you eat cow, you are a cow, and whatever.
Yeah.
I wrote a book that talked about different levels of carbohydrates for women and fiber, but, I mean, every woman has to find what works for them, and that book has worked quite well for some women.
Well, so. You know what the problem is for women that I have to say, and I don't want to sound like a chauvinist, like, oh, well, women have this problem, but men don't. Mm-hmm. Women are afraid of animal protein and fat by and large. If you talk to a woman about her diet and she's having trouble with weight, and you say, well, what do you eat? The first thing a woman will say to you is, well, I eat healthy. And you say, what do you have? Well, in the morning I have cereal with bananas and a piece of toast.
No, they have a Nutri-Green bar, because it's Nutra.
Yeah, I have a friend she actually has like a biscuit and a cup of coffee in the morning, and I'm like, where's the protein? Where's the fat? Oh, well, I'm trying to, you know, cut the fat because I don't want to get fat. And men get it. If you tell a man, eat more protein and more fat, maybe it's because men, we love protein and fat, so we're like, okay, I'll try it. But women, if you tell them that, they immediately go, well, I'll get fat. I was at a party just recently, and I was telling a woman that I drink a quart of unpasteurized raw cream a day. And she goes, oh, if I did that, I would blow up like a balloon. I said, no, actually, you'll get leaner. And she looked at me like I had three heads, like, how could that be?
Can you eat fat and not get fat?
Now, it may be because the woman of yesterday, not the woman of today, because the woman of today is working. But the woman of yesterday is sitting home, and she's being bombarded with these BS messages from mainstream media, whose job it is to sell corn and grain. And so she's hearing, hey, low fat and calories count, and grain and corn and pasta, those are the things you should be eating, and popcorn is a good snack. And so they're thinking, well, gee, it must be true, because I hear it constantly.
Yeah, and if they actually ate fat, though, their hormones would be more in balance than they are right now, because fat is necessary for proper hormonal functions and for proper hormone production. So if you know, when I see all these women like, oh, I had like two egg whites for breakfast, I'm like, where's the yolk? Put the yolk in there.
Oh, the yolk
is
fat.
Good for you. Oh, yeah, it's so bad. And the cholesterol, raise your cholesterol levels, and you're going to die instantly. No, it's ridiculous. And especially if a woman is pregnant or, egg yolks are extremely important, and they should be eaten in at least two a day. Two egg yolks a day keep the neural tube birth defects away.
I like that.
I had a blog post about that. So,
in summary, how does a woman come off birth control? Do you just come off, or do you have to titrate it, or what do you do?
Could probably finish out if they're in the middle of it, just probably finish it off so they have like their period, but just don't go back onto it. I mean, I don't think just stopping right in the middle is necessarily great either, but if you really feel strongly about it, you could just stop. You would just have an early period because it was stopping a normal period. But everyone's body's going to be different, though. It's going to take a while, and you're going to know when your body's normal again when you start having regular periods. And they're the normal space apart, like, you know, about 28 days. And you know, if you're not having regular periods and it takes a really, really, really long time, if it's over a year, you may need to talk to someone who specializes in hormones and not synthetic ones about how to help your period become more normal. Because I mean, like I said, when I came off, well, I was on a progesterone only, so I did not have a period for 7 years. 7 years. It was very disconcerting to me. Like, I was very upset about it. I didn't know what to think, and I didn't, you know, I was worried and did lots of tests and was tested, like, for brain cancer and uterine cancer and this cancer and that cancer. I've been seeing so many doctors, and they never had an answer. And really what it was stress, you know, fat avoidance, because I used to avoid fat in diet too, and a lot of things, and a lot of women do it, and it's like we're destroying our bodies, like,
right,
from the pills to the food to the dietary advice we get given. It's like, eat real food and stop being scared of fat. And not that they have to eat animal protein, though, because, I mean, I'm not saying that that's the only way to get protein, because, I mean, they could do things like, it could be eggs and whey protein, say, for example, and they can eat,
right,
fish and whatnot. If they really are totally don't like, say, chicken or beef or something, fine. But get some sort of protein, you know, even if it's from beans or rice protein or hemp protein or something, because you need it.
Right. Absolutely. And I would also say that if your goal for coming off of birth control is because you can't get rid of this fat, then do not start looking at the effects on body recomposition until you've had a good 5 or 6 months of regular periods again. In other words, if you,
yeah,
come off birth control and you don't have a regular period for a year, don't go, God, I came off birth control and my body hasn't changed. Yeah, your fat's not going to change until your body becomes normalized again. And it's got to,
right,
be normalized for 5 or 6 months before you're going to start seeing if it was the birth control pills that were causing you to store body fat where you don't want it.
Well, more likely it is, but it takes time. Just like the fat didn't come on in 1 month, it's not going to come off in 1 month. Most people, it's years of fat accumulation. But then you still also have to eat well and exercise all the time. It's exercise daily. Exercise in my definition, though, is not sitting. Anything but sitting is exercise to me. Physical activity, we'll call it. Just
right,
make it politically, physically, whatever, correct.
Right.
You just don't sit, move. And people sit way too much.
Yeah, I agree. As a matter of fact, the show is coming to an end, which means I'll be able to get out of this chair now and walk around the studio. Cassandra, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. I love being on.
Okay, and we'll have you back soon. Okay, so that's the end of another episode of Superhuman Radio. Also want to thank Paul F. Becker for coming on, as well as Eric Fiorello. Hopefully he'll do well in Sweden, lifting that big 400-pound rock. We'll have another episode tomorrow of Superhuman Radio. Tune in then.